Warning, warning, this is a public service announcement brought to you in part by...
Yeah, I said it.
These stories are based on true events. It contains graphic language, violence, and strong sexual content. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on this bum-ass show, Yeah, I said it.
Me and two of my friends, we said, look, because I used to call myself the Virgin Breaker. So me and two of my friends was like, yo, let's see what you're getting. Yeah. Roy had three, Nati had one, and I had 21. So I'm like, and for people to believe that I had this much virgins, every time I had one, I would like take my t-shirt, like if I know I'm getting a virgin, I'd take my t-shirt and dip it in, like make the blood get on my shirt.
Wow.
And put it on my roof.
This nigga got a ritual.
Right?
Got a whole fucking ritual.
Put it on
ritual.
My roof and hang it up. Because remember, it's a competition between boys, right? So for me to make them believe me, like every time I get a virgin, I dip it in them, take my t-shirt, rub it in them and all that, and put it on the roof and write their name on the shirt. So my landlord, he's Jamaican. So he came on the roof. He's like, "Bomb McLeod." He's like, "Ah, what is?"
Thank you to the OBR.
Yeah, he's like,
"Ah, penetration."
What kind
this?
Of with Trump this?
Yeah.
Because remember, it's chicks' names on the shirts.
That's like an OBR shit for real.
So everybody want to do a podcast? Fuck out of here. Y'all about to listen to these four fake-ass, storytelling-ass niggas. All I know is y'all better cash out me my money for this shit. Yeah, I said it. You could cash at me. You could PayPal me. You could Zelle me. Send me my fucking bread, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Yo, he gave a whole spiel.
So
talked about him and Canarsie.
So wind it back.
Wait.
So what Canarsie. I was telling him was like, right?
Yeah, so, how did it start? Like,
I'm
walking at like fucking Newman right now.
So the way how it start, right? I tell people like what I used to deal with in high school, right?
Okay.
I said my freshman year was tough. I said, if you want to know the niggas I was dealing with, watch the fucking Shine video. That's gangster.
Okay.
I played a video, showed him, and in the video, which I'm going to play for you right now. Sorry about that, which I'm going to play for you right now. You guys have to hear the song. As you see this guy right here, paging all the niggas in the hallway.
Okay.
Cool. All right, pause it right there. So, as it happened, if you know Canarsie, there's a locker room where you got the gym.
Yeah.
So, a week before, I lost my fucking ID card to get into school.
Yeah.
Shit fall out my pocket. You know when you flipping pants, fall out my pocket. Boom, boom, boom. So I realized my shit was lost because I'm talking to my boy while we changing our clothes. I'm like, damn, my shit is, I lost my ID.
Okay.
Now, mind you, behind my back, it's a whole gang activity.
Looking like the video.
Yeah, it's a whole gang activity. This is the locker room.
All right.
It's Crips. Well, at that time, it was almost likely Crips.
This down there. 90s?
This was like 99.
99, yeah, Crips.
This is the time when Crips and
Canarsie,
Bloods.
Crips.
This is the time when Crips and Bloods was invading Canarsie.
Yeah.
Boom.
Because their mother and their father moved over.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Yeah.
So,
to get away from the crime.
Exactly. Exactly.
But that's right.
So.
Continue.
So, boom. So, my shit get lost. So, I hear these niggas doing a joke about somebody.
Okay.
Now, the way I know the joke was me, because they mentioned the infamous birthmark and the infamous zit I had, which was right here.
You still got the ID? I want to see it now.
I don't have that. So, all I remember, the ID, I had a fucking blue chap polo shirt with the American flag going right there. Right?
Oh, okay.
That's facts. So I'm like, yo, that sound like me, the nigga describing. No bullshit. I turn around. And I saw the nigga who had the card turn around and say, you know what? He can hold that card. So it's four of these niggas, right?
How old were you?
I think I was around like 12.
Okay.
And no,
okay.
You was a, nah, Canarsie High School, you can't be 12.
If 1999.
You got to be 16, 17. High school, you're freshman.
Oh, you was in high school or you was just like there like summer school?
I was a freshman.
You had to be 14.
14, 15.
Yeah. 14, 15? Yeah. Right. I don't know why I feel like I was 12.
Nah, he was probably turning 14 because I think 14
is
like
the first. Yeah, because my
13
birthday
is like 8th grade.
Because my birthday is April 2nd. So I think. Because I think it was when I was 90, when I was 94.
Yeah.
I was in 4th grade. 95, I was in 5th grade because it went by the year or something like that. But whatever. So like I was telling him, so the week before there was a speech when we went down there. We're freshmen. They're like, "Oh, welcome to Canuck." And nigga stopped the nigga that's supposed to guide us, the guidance counselor, the teacher, the security, whatever.
Yeah.
Said, "Fuck that." See, y'all niggas think this is a game down here?
Oh wait, what?
Exactly. I swear, I don't like doing that. I swear on everything.
Yeah.
This fucking light on top of me, whatever sin could fall on me. Nigga said, "You think this is a fucking game? Yo, y'all niggas in here. Yo.
The guidance counselor.
No.
The security guard.
No, they stopped the little, guidance counselor.
The crippin' blood niggas.
The niggas in the video. The niggas, this mushy nigga.
They mushed the guidance counselor. They didn't run shit.
They mushed the nigga.
They ran shit.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
So they're like.
I can see that happening. Yeah, that happened in my school too.
So they like, yo, y'all niggas could die down here. They like, y'all could die down here.
Oh.
Act if y'all want. Okay. So then, you see there, like I told him, I had his pants like sag all the way down here, like putting his finger on the guidance counselor's head, like, "Yo, fuck out of here, word, nigga."
Nigga, I would have dissolved
it. So basically, they showing us, like, yo, shit go down out here.
Yeah.
That's week before.
Okay.
So now my car get lost. I turn around.
It's the same niggas.
And I see them there. I said, "You know what? They got the car, right?"
Freshman, this smoke. Is high school.
Yeah.
I said, "I'll take the L." Right now, I was telling them, the 4 weeks later, I would say it was around October because it was cold.
Yeah,
these niggas used my fucking card in front of me. You know, I don't know how y'all school was, so it was like one line was for boys,
the
one line
fuck
for
you
girls.
Thought it was a fucking Metro card.
Don't know. Fuck. We look nowhere alike.
Right.
I swear on everything. Right. So he's right here, my boy's in front of me, and I'm behind. And then the guard pulled me to the side and said, yo, the nigga, the guard was like this, mad stiff. Say, "Yo, you know, nigga, try to use your card." I said, "Yo, I lost my card. I got a new one. I don't know nothing about that. Right. That shit fall out my pocket." Right. So the nigga just looking at me.
So he thought you was a part of it.
I think that's what he thought. But you know, I ain't no snitch, nigga.
Of course.
And I swear on everything.
Yeah.
So the nigga looking at me like, so I'm trying to tell him, this is how we got cool.
Yeah.
So the nigga was like, "All right, cool." So the guard's like, yo, how you don't know when your card is lost? And the guard is pressing me like, "I ain't know your card is." I say, "I knew my card was lost. That's why I paid $5 for another one. Because of a new picture."
Exactly.
Duh.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he didn't have a
trying
card.
To get me in the mix. I'm like, "Oh, this nigga
he,
trying to get
he
me."
He thought you, yeah. Like,
that nigga better fuck. Continue being a guard.
That's
out of here, right?
Not try to be
so
a teacher.
Boom. So he's like, yo, just come to the office. So they put me to the office, whatever, me and him. I was like, "Yo, man, I don't know. The shit fall out my pocket. I don't care.
Right.
I still got into school. Y'all ain't been." Blah, blah, blah. And then boom, last thing, nigga, yo, you a real one. Boom.
He knew.
That's how me and him was cool.
Ah.
So you a real one. So like I was saying, last time I saw the nigga, I ain't seen the nigga no more.
Yeah.
Last time I saw a nigga when I was kissing up with some shorty in the hallway. It was her birthday.
Check you out.
You know what I'm saying?
So, hey.
And then, that's when the nigga said, "Yo, get a room." I said,
and then the nigga was gone.
I ain't see the nigga no more. But that's what I'm saying. Like all them niggas you seen in that video, those are the niggas I was going. That's why I was dealing with in school. Ah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was doing.
But your cousin couldn't understand that. They out here ringing doorbells.
Yeah. Couldn't understand that.
This is random doorbells. That's what they do out there.
No, I was telling about the time I interact with a racist police.
They
just ringing doorbells for fun. That was the thing in Long Island. You know what I'm saying? Ringing doorbells, knock on niggas' doors, run. You know what I'm saying? But I was the target because I was the black nigga.
Got it.
You feel me? So that's when the story came through when I was like, my cousin knock on the door. And I'll be in the back like, "Oh, let's run." And then we walk in, the lady drive by. Rather than pointing out my cousin, she pointed at me. "Don't fuck this neighborhood up. Don't mess this neighborhood. I was like, yo, fuck you, white bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's just Staten Island.
No, this is Long Island.
Oh, Long Island.
Close to Huntington, New York.
Oh, you was out there.
But you know, Huntington, New York is funny though. Huntington, New York was like so called like the blood side.
For real?
It was funny. Like,
It was funny.
Like, I even know. They get down out there, but to me, it was funny. You know what I mean? Me, the nigga coming from Brooklyn, I was just looking at it like, oh shit. Like, damn.
Long Island niggas getting busy.
Yeah, I was just like, damn, they getting busy.
Okay.
But I was like, it's a little edge missing. You know what I'm saying?
Feel a little copy paste.
Yeah, a little roughness missing. But it was cool though. It is what it is though. That's how that shit was.
All right, cool.
But that's how that was about. So if y'all one of the niggas I went to school with, watch the Sean videos and just feel bad.
Right, that's what it is, bro.
So what episode we on to this one? This is episode number.
I mean, we ain't even doing episodes, bro. It's just another show. It's another show.
It's another one.
Yeah, fuck all that counting shit. That's
clout. That's what I like.
Y'all don't need to keep up with the numbers. You know, just listen. You know.
Yeah, I hate math anyway. So.
You like money, right?
That's the only thing.
All right, so get it right.
No, get it right. ATM helped me count though.
Yo, for real. How would you like your denominations?
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, spoiled. Bro.
So 50s, so 2050s is, oh, I get it. Yeah, now I know.
You want every single one.
Okay. Five times 20 means $100. Oh my God. You know,
and the young niggas, they gotta spread out evenly on the gram.
Yeah. Okay?
They gotta spread out evenly.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, 100 times 5X. $500. Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, I love money. It's easy. Math is easy. I'm going to college.
That's crazy.
That's what it is.
That's crazy. Yo, but we are coming to the end of summer, man, and it just felt like a flash.
It definitely did.
Was this summer?
Shit. You know what? You're right. You asking me that question, I can't even answer you. It was none. At all. I mean, nothing really could have been done. I mean, everybody was housed, quarantined.
Yeah.
Then New York tried to do like their little, you know, eating outside. Did you see the rain rip them motherfuckers apart?
Yeah.
The little thunderstorm ripped them up when they was outside eating. People was outside with an umbrella like this, trying to shelter themselves. Yeah. No.
And I would say I was guilty for being in Little Miami, which got shut down right after.
What's Little Miami?
Astoria, Queens.
Oh!
Yeah, I was out there. Yeah, I was out there for the last day.
That shit must have been lit.
It was.
Yeah, there was burning ties and all
it
that.
Was, yeah, it was. It was lit. Like, it was like, oh my God, New York is
actually,
you
like,
know.
Back to what it used to be, no, but it's like.
It was like when I was out there, it's like, okay, New York is picking up their stuff. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're trying to show who we are now. Yeah. Like, yo, fuck Miami. We starting this shit. Yo, nigga, we've been started this. It's like Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then,
you just shut
the shit down. Shit was
ODM.
And it was frozen drinks, bro, with liquor. Who was walking around the strip?
What? It's crazy how we had it lit for like just like, what was like a week? And then you just like shut the shit down.
It was a month because 50 Cent made the spot popular.
Oh.
So the whole concept is 50 Cent took a picture out there. It was like, yo, this is my new spot. Like, not saying this is a spot, this is my new hangout spot.
Got it.
And everybody's like, the brick. No, boom, 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 boom. So everybody's like, all right, cool, we out there.
Yeah.
But they know that the whole strip was fucking lit. Like, I've been to that strip before. I got into a situation with the bouncers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wish they could suck two dicks. You know what I'm saying?
Not one, two.
Yeah, suck two dicks. You know what I'm saying? The bouncers was mad racist with a nigga. They saw me came in.
Everybody got to be racist with you, bro?
It was racist because it was a white motherfucker. I'm outside minding my fucking business.
The bouncer was white.
I'm gonna tell you this. You know, he was a Samuel Jackson ass nigga, right? I was outside chilling, vibing, smoking, doing what I do. White guy coming to me, hey, you guys wanna go in this club? Hey, why not?
Yeah.
Just give me $20. Cool. Go in, boom, 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 boom. We get to $20, boom, boom, boom. We go in. And then now, as I walk in, I got a scully in my hand. So the bouncer's like, yo, who let you in there with that? So you're the white guy outside. Walk by him. They didn't even give a fuck. Boom. Walk by him. Because he told
I pay
me
my money.
Because he told me he's the owner of the club.
Yeah.
What yo, you want me to tell you? If I tell you a white guy is outside who told me about it with glasses, I'm describing good.
Play your part, nigga.
Yeah.
Play your
know
part.
You know who the fuck is your boss is.
Who
right?
let you in here?
Exactly, right? So boom, we go in there as the night goes by. Da da da. We in the you know when you're in the club, you're in a fucked up position. Like you feel like, yo, this spot ain't wavy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was cool. Like females were going through whatever. Da da da. The shit was going rocking. Whatever. Long story short, the same nigga come to me. Was like
the same bouncer.
Yeah. He said, yo, you know you can't stand here, right? You blocking the way. I said, how the
so now he just trying to fuck with you.
I said, yo, how the fuck I'm blocking the spot? I had a drink in my hand. I said, you know what? Suck my dick. Drop the drink, splash the shit.
No!
Right? Sweat everything. My brother was there with me. He could call in right now.
No, you just threw the drink on him. Don't
I drew
waste
the cup.
On the
drink was in a cup like this. I splash. I knew when I drop it, I knew the impact. Like if I drop it, it's gonna splash, right? So it splashed up, even though it caught me a little bit. So I walked out.
Doesn't matter.
All, yeah, I know, all I know, see, I'm two big niggas behind me. I put the rap, like, oh, shit. These
yo, but you big already. How big could they be? Bigger than you?
They was big.
Oh, shit. All right.
So I'm like, all right.
No,
so
no.
I see, so my mind is like, yo, my brother's behind me with me.
Yeah.
I didn't see no way my brother said, oh, these two niggas behind me. So I'm going to get punched behind my head, right? So I said, oh, shit. So I go outside the door now. The nigga did this. There's one nigga by the door. I said, oh, this nigga come through? Like,
knuckle up.
Knuckle up, right?
Yeah.
Which I know I was not going to win.
On man, you stood your ground, sir.
Yeah, so I was like, I go outside, I see them, they do nothing. So the niggas is like cursing me out. They're like, yo, they're like cursing me out, whatever. They say, yo, bring that shit back inside. Like, niggas
wait. That's what they told you?
Yeah, bring it inside. Because they know they couldn't do nothing to me outside. So I said, yo, fuck y'all niggas, man. Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Oh, they wanted to fight.
They wanted to fight because I splashed the dude with the thing. So I'm outside already, so I know it's people. So I said, you know what? It's time to act a show. So I start throwing shit. Like, fuck y'all niggas. That nigga's pussy. Yeah, going crazy. Punch the sign, all of that. You know what I'm saying? My boy was with me. My brother was with me. Yo, fuck them. Y'all niggas suck my dick. So I don't like queens, man. Y'all niggas, that queen niggas suck. Fuck yeah, that just going crazy. And them niggas just looking at me like, nah.
All right, big man.
Nah. I just like, I walked away, I did, whoo, Lord.
Yo, you
good
gotta
guy.
Be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
I walked away, I was like, that could have been ugly, but you know, it I was ready been. Though. Nah, because I had one pokey in my shit. I was like, I was about to poke these niggas' cheeks with this shit. I had like one shit that was in my, you know what I'm saying, in my left.
But you weren't out there prepared.
Of course.
I always be prepared. I always got something on my side.
Nah,
I don't have nothing on me. I always have something on my side. Always.
You know, I gotta make that type of modification to myself. And you know,
well, you're prepared, dog. You body slam a dude and twist his ankle. So you prepared.
Nah. Now they just shooting and not even asking questions.
Oh, well, that's a different story.
Yeah. So I've been thinking, you know, trying to get a little tool.
When I hear, let's go get the car. Yo, we out.
They had a drive-by down the block from me. As a matter of fact, right across the street from me.
Oh, yeah?
Yo, what?
They still do that?
Yo, you mean, have you not been watching the news?
No, I just see.
Nigga, have you not been watching the news?
I mean, the news
what's
I
going
hear
on?
Is like a gunman walked up.
No. Not gunman walked up. These niggas is driving by, waving out the sunroof. Spraying nowadays.
Like it's King of New York.
Did you not see the video with the guy that got shot in a basketball court? Niggas was out the sunroof.
No.
You
didn't send that in the chat. I didn't see that.
Nigga, they are hanging out the sunroof shooting.
This is videos I want to see.
Watch the news. Gotta watch the news, bro.
I don't got cable, bro.
Watch the news. Yo, this shit is not cable. It'd be a Fox 5. Do you know where your kids are? Like, them niggas is on the news right now. I know niggas can't find their kids nowadays. It's crazy now.
It's a lot of pedophiles.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that.
No,
I
know about that.
I just know about the shooting. I don't know nothing about no pedophiles.
Yeah, that goes to the niggas in Atlanta with the house. That kidnapped like 3-year-olds for the pedophile shit. Fuck you, suck a dick and jump.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Y'all ever watched The Shy?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you not see? You watched season 3?
I didn't watch the latest one.
The season 3, not the latest one,
nah,
but the season 3.
The cold shit don't work no more, man. Like,
oh, you got that shit for free.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Why? If you can watch The Shy, watch The Shy. It's pretty good. It's good, man.
I only watched one episode of the new season.
Yeah,
which I was in love, but the bootleggers, man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
Yeah, The Shy is pretty good.
Y'all fucking up out here, man.
So we had for the season three, it was like that where. You know, they have a house where the girls would go to and get drugged and be in there. And I don't know if they're sold or if they're kept there against their will, but they're in this house and it's like a trap house. And it's just mad young girls in there.
It's crazy.
So in The Shy, the girl, one of the main characters, got kidnapped. And nobody could find her. So her little brother, who's like 12, went looking for her.
Oh, wait, that's the one. That's when she was in the bus stop.
That's the one when she's in the bus stop. Yo,
that's the last video I saw.
Yo, watch that
shit.
That's
the last episode.
It's probably
eight
episodes after that.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. So they ended up finding her.
She was cute. But, too.
Yo, yeah, but she changed up the ways after she got kidnapped. Yeah, like, she stopped dressing like a little, you know what I mean?
She was too hot.
Yeah, she was too hot. You know what I mean? So they ended up finding her, but. That house thing is not a joke. That house thing is serious. Like,
I'm gonna tell you a story about that house thing. Well, it's not a house thing. I don't want to blow their spot up, but I've been to a visual like that. where somebody was getting initiated. You know what I'm saying?
Mean?
Initiated to be part of a
gang.
Yeah.
Or some train shit.
Oh, you talking about like with the that shit real for real?
Yeah,
that's how girls get in.
Oh.
And all I'll tell you, all I saw was butt-ass naked with socks. That's all it was on a carpet. And niggas was like, hey, you want one? You want to jump in? I was like, I'm good, man.
Yeah, because
I had a curfew that time. You know, Haitian parents don't play. I had a curfew. I had to be home at 4. Like, before 4, I had to be home. And it was around about, 3:59, if I'm mistaken.
I thought that shit was all talk.
Nah, it's real shit.
It's real shit, bro.
I know a couple of chicks.
And it was right up the block from me. Not too. And I was like, damn, son. I was like, oh, shit, get down. But she was with it, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not rape. She's not with the shit. She's like, I'm down. I'll do whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, but some bitches wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, my God.
But the thing that was killing me with this shit was how the niggas was getting prepared. That's the shit that was killing me.
Hold up. They were just standing there jerking their dick.
Like, no homo, right? It was one nigga who was with. It was like, yo.
Welcome.
Yo, what up, my dude? What up, Showtime?
Showtime the building.
So, no, it was the way.
Your birthday pass. How was your birthday? Birthday pass?
Yeah.
How was it?
Happy birthday.
It was kind of quiet at first. I mean, you know. After a few, I think after 30, it kind of winds down. After 30, it kind of winds down.
And then at 50, it picked back up.
It's like the same thing over and over again. Yeah, 50,
pick back up.
Like that's why you have another 50 years.
Nah, it's like the home run. Like, I got to get this. I got to hit this.
That's how I felt when the old lady was like, when she was 95, there's like, happy birthday. I can't wait till I leave this earth.
Damn.
I felt it. Because it's when you get old, it's like you say happy birthday. Like,
everything
right.
hurts.
Yeah.
I agree. After 80, I can go anytime after 80. I don't mind. Like, anytime after 80 is fine with me.
Like a 60s. You know? I'm like, shit. All the old shit I used to do, 60 is, yeah. But whatever.
What you saying?
What was I saying? I was talking about, what the fuck was I talking about? Chi-Town?
Nah, you were talking about girls getting the train ran
on,
man.
Yeah.
So, that shit's real.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, there we go. I was talking about how the nigga was getting prepared. It was not like there was, the nigga had a full, heavy-ass, fat-form jeans, like, trying to get loaded. Like, they were just rubbing shit up against each other, like.
The fat form?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, bro, like, how you gonna get ready for that? Like, you pulling your old jeans up. And niggas look at me like, what? I was like, I'm good, man. I had a curfew, so I was like, I'm good, man.
Yeah, I'm not taking parts in that.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not doing that. But she was with it, though.
I believe you.
Mad cute, too.
I believe you. I'm not taking parts.
All I remember, anytime I see white ankle socks, I get flashback. I go,
you know what's crazy? I don't buy white ankle socks.
That's what I don't.
I buy all my shit in color, but it's a specific reason why. Like, if I got to go to somebody's house, and they be like, you got to take off your shoes. White ankle socks never turn back white.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't.
I mean, there's tricks.
They don't.
You could put like aspirin. You could put aspirin in a wash.
Oh, wait, how'd you develop that? Where you learn that from?
YouTube.
What? What it was? I didn't hear that one. What it was?
Yo, YouTube might as well make a fucking academy.
It should.
Because half the yo, my whole college career.
Yeah.
YouTube.
I was so mad about YouTube, man. I thought about YouTube in the seventh grade.
You did?
Thought about it. Because I was tired of, you know, yo, swear on everything, right? You know how back then when the new video came out, I used to rush home and I used to always miss it?
Yeah, I hated that.
Hated that, right?
I hated that shit.
And then they had them bullshit ass niggas about, yo, call me, it's $8.99 per minute.
Yeah.
I hated that shit
what
too,
do you mean,
right?
Call you $8.99. What do you
it was
mean?
Like it's like video on demand back then.
Why are they
right?
talking about the pornos?
It was too. similar to that. So niggas is like, yo, get y'all requesting, you know what I'm saying? And you wait on the line, it's like 80 cents per minute and shit like that. And your mom was not having that, you know what I'm saying? I used to hate that, right? So and the thing I used to hate, and that shit used to hurt my feelings. Like when you come home, MTV, and you see that fucking credit when it showed the music, what the shit was about. You probably too young for that, but you know what I mean,
remember,
right?
Yeah.
And you know you missed the video because you're like, oh, new Wu-Tang video. And then you see the whole like, yo, that was a new Puffy video. Ah, that video's gonna come back again at 9 o'clock at night. You know you go to bed at 8. You're like, fuck, I ain't gonna see this shit, yeah. Right?
Shit was the worst.
Shit was, and then I no lie, I was in the class
that's back,
like.
That's back in the Bobby days.
Bobby Simmons days.
Bobby Simmons.
There you go.
Yeah. Before your time, brother.
Yeah, right? Before your time.
Come on, man.
It was channel, what, 40-something or something?
It was, to me, it was channel 54.
54? These some,
yeah.
To me, channel
baby
30.
Channels, y'all talking about.
To me,
this
channel.
Cable, we had 638.
And don't forget the shit wasn't clear neither.
Nah,
like
no,
looking
not
like
clear. No.
I used to watch Video Music Box.
That was Channel 31.
Back in the day when I had to twiggle the antenna to get it because it was fuzzy and shit like
that.
Channel
31.
Yeah. I used to have
Music Video Box was pre-tape. Bobby Sim was live. He used to be mad loud, like, yo, call right now. You know what I'm saying? And your mom used to be mad hearing that shit. Like, yo, turn that shit the fuck down. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, I was in a math class. I'd be like, yo, is that cool? Like, how to be able to type some shit and then we'll be able to watch the video.
Wow. What else shit you got in your brain? You need
this
shit.
Big ass head? Shit, a lot. Right? And I said the same shit. I said just like that. Boom. And then I would say, because I almost graduated, I would say like, it came out when I was in middle of college. Like mm-hmm. 4 years later, YouTube mm-hmm. came out. Mm. Niggas was doing dance videos.
Yeah, they was. That's how it started with the dance thing. I watched
my brother put me on. My brother,
the documentary on it. Yeah,
my brother said, "Yo, this is YouTube shit. You type, yo, yeah." Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like,
yeah. My cousin brought that to me too, and he was like, "Yeah, you can watch all the videos on it." Yo. He used to go and log on and show me like all the videos we missed.
Man, I went to the bathroom like, what the fuck? Yelling loud because it's facts. Mm-hmm. I thought about that shit. So yeah, that was that. That was me with that.
And it's cool. That is cool. Now that we are all here, we could do the intros.
Do.
Okay, start it up, Jay.
Yeah, back in your motherfucking ears. This is the Big Belly Rude Boy. Goes Dizzy. And to my right, it's my man.
Showtime. 592.
And you hear him. And to my other right is my man, nigga who runs the whole shit.
Oh, I'm talking about me?
The nigga who cut chops everything.
Nah.
The nigga who stay up late night and
captain,
do all the work.
The captain
of the boat. I didn't want to say that guy. I didn't want to sound like Megan Thee Stallion.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Leg shot.
I didn't want to say captain.
I didn't want to say cat because you know she do the drink the boat. Like cap.
Drive the boat.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a sexy tall bitch. You won't lie.
Leg shot.
We're all over the place right now.
Yeah.
Leg shot.
I know. She's not sexy no more.
No, she's
got shot?
She limpy now.
No, she's... You didn't see...
Not limping, bro.
Yo, you didn't see her concert on Tidal?
You
yesterday?
Seen her toes? Jerry, you seen her toes?
No, you didn't see her He pointed out the toes. This nigga right here pointed out the toes to me. This nigga right here, baby. This nigga right here.
So you see the toes?
This nigga right here. This nigga right here pointed out...
You see the toes, nigga?
This nigga right here pulling the toes.
He keeps sending me pictures on some, yo, she all right, bro, she all right. I'm like, nah, yeah. I'm good. Yeah. So then, I just screenshot the toes and sent it back to him. Like, she still good? You still
He's like
it?
Nah, you see the toes, nigga?
I try to be nice, all right? She got shot, all right? I try to be nice. But yeah, this nigga right here sent me the toes. And after that, but yo, you should see a concert yesterday on Tidal.
Oh, how was it?
Ooh, that girl was moving like she never got shot.
For real?
Boy, she was doing splits, flying the air.
That wasn't pre-tape?
Nah, it was live. Wow. She was doing the Chung. She did the Chung Lee
shit. I realized Tidal doing that shit right now with the concerts.
Yo, that's what I was
talking
about.
That nigga Jigga.
They been.
Yeah, because I think Lil Uzi did that shit first. I don't know if he did it first, but he did a concert the other day. $15.
No, Tory Lanez was the first, I would say. As a hip hop person, he did it with YouTube, and then Tidal jump on the wave and shit like that, do the virtual shit. Mm. But the first people who did it was, shout out to the Haitians. We did it first.
Yo.
All right. Just give us a heads up. But yo, to the right is the maestro Z.
Yo.
And to my left of me is the boy Ryan.
Young boy.
You know? young boy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's another episode for y'all bitch asses. Another episode for y'all, you know, woke people.
All right, how you want to start it off? Y'all got topics or you want me to stop some shit?
Nah, I kept looking at his shirt.
That shirt's
rest
fire.
Rest in peace to Black Panther.
Yeah,
Is he? He's Marvel. Yeah, he is Marvel. But yeah, I'm Marvel, figured yeah. he wore it because you know Black Panther was on it. But I'm still looking for Black Panther.
No, I wore it because I love Omega Red. So everybody who knows me. Cause this is the first person, if y'all know my background story, I drew him and I won $20 in school.
Shit. In school?
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was. I was in fifth grade.
You traced the bitch. You was a liar.
I did.
Say, yeah, you was a fucking pussy. He traced the bitch.
I did. I traced, but I added some shit to it, so the shade was extra. But I.
That's funny.
How much more shade was it really?
I'll say 20%.
I know he shade the bitch, yo.
But that's how you made it your own, though.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. Yeah, no, I want some money with him back in the day. So
$20 went a long way.
So
back
nobody
in the
don't know Omega Red. So when you watch the X-Men cartoon, it show Omega Red got beef with Cyclops.
Who's Omega Red? This one right
this
here.
This guy right here.
You don't know Omega Red?
Nah. I used to watch X-Men, but I never seen this one.
But in cartoon. Omega Red really got beef with Wolverine. Got beef with Deadpool. Wolverine got beef with mad niggas. So this is why I bought the shirt.
It's that guy.
That shit's dope. Yeah. That shit is dope.
But yeah, rest in peace of Black Panther, man. But I don't want to always say Black Panther.
Yeah.
The way I knew my man, what was his name?
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman. It's from the James Brown movie.
He's in the James Brown movie?
Yeah.
He was James Brown.
James Brown.
Yeah, he was James Brown.
He was James Brown.
He played James Brown.
Yeah.
Wow, I got to go watch that now.
See?
He was in a lot of movies.
He was
the first.
A lot of profound movies.
Yeah,
like a lot of Black influential movies.
He only chose the good shit, bro. Yeah. He never did no bullshit wearing a dress bullshit, none of that.
Yeah. So
no,
when I
talk, that's what I should. I'm not going to front. I was literally upset. I was like mad.
Me too.
Because it caught you off guard. That's why you were really upset.
Nigga, it caught me off guard.
It's bigger than that.
I
the
took
fact
a dose.
That the one man, the one Black man that didn't succumb to the bullshit, that didn't do all the drill dress nonsense, didn't do all the nonsense shows just to get a quick buck, he dies, and you have all these other fools putting out garbage?
You're right.
That pissed me off.
Yeah, we got 6ix9ine still walking
Yeah, because around. I think it's because it's not a lot of Black influential actors.
No, they're not.
Especially... You know, around our ages, now it's kind of difficult to identify. Like you watch a Denzel Washington, you already know Denzel.
Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of washed out now at this point. You know,
yeah.
Even the guy from Get Out, what's his name?
I don't know.
The guy from Get Out. He's good though. He's good. He's pretty good. I watched Slim and Queen of Slim the other night.
Yeah.
And I found it to be pretty good. The acting skills,
a good ass actor.
Yeah, top notch.
I'm sorry.
He was in Black Panther too.
He was.
He was in Queen of Slim?
Yeah, the other guy.
Wow.
The guy from Get Out.
I never saw the movie.
The guy from Get Out was in Queen of Slim.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that was in Black Panther?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that. I thought you said Chasmin was in.
No, but we were just talking about there's not a lot of, you know, Black influential you know, actors that can really identify with our time right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I really felt bad, man, because the thing was getting annoying me is like, it's cool he did Black Panther. I'm not gonna lie, I was not a fan of Black Panther. Like, I was a fan of Michael B. Jordan in the movie Black Panther.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
villain
was
a dope ass villain.
Yeah, he was dope. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. So I don't wanna act like, I don't wanna be fake and be like, oh, I was a fan of Black Panther. But me, when I saw him as a good actor, I saw him, yo, if you watch that James Brown movie, it made me go back and look at real documentaries of James Brown. I was like, damn, this nigga, because I used to laugh. I was like, yo, this nigga look no way like this nigga.
Yeah.
But the way how he played the nigga, I was like,
he identifies with him.
I was
really
like, strong. I was like, this nigga is dope. You know what I'm saying? And then when I saw him did Black Panther, it was like, oh, okay, yeah. Of course he's gonna give it to him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's all it was. And then when I saw him on the last movie, I saw him was the shit that Spike Lee did.
20 was that 21 Bridges?
Nah, the Blood Five.
Oh yeah, I watched that.
How was it? Netflix, right?
It's good. Netflix. Yeah,
it's good.
I didn't watch it. I've seen it on the list though.
I seen it on the list.
You just gotta take your time and watch it.
You probably gotta watch it twice.
You gotta take your time and watch it,
and watch it all the way to the end.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Oh shit! No! I did see it when it was in like Vietnam or some shit. Mm-hmm. With the I did see it.
It makes sense because it got a Trump supporter on there.
Yeah,
it got a nigga on there that's trying to save the. It makes sense mm-hmm. when you pay attention. Now, if you just moving around and trying to watch it, you gonna look at it. This shit whack.
Yeah.
But when you sit down and really look at it, you're like, all right, it makes sense. It's cool.
It's right because it's parts that you can miss. Exactly. That ties the story together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Big facts.
And it's pretty dope. And then he was really good in it. I was like, yo, he the role, by knowing what he had now, I was like, damn, he did a lot. And by him doing the 21 Bridges shit, he did a lot. You know what I'm saying? By him having cancer, you know.
Yo, I didn't even know. I was like,
we used to joke. I joked on it.
I thought he got skinny for the role. I thought he was getting skinnier for the role. I didn't know he was dying.
I did a joke saying, yo, the nigga was stressed out because of Black Panther, because every way he goes, y'all niggas is doing that X shit on him. He's tired of that.
He get tired.
You feel me? That nigga's tired. That's all I felt, because his face was like, come on. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, he was really going through, well, that's what white America tell us.
Like, well, okay, yeah, but was that interview true that kept going around on Facebook and social media?
What interview?
That when he was doing the interview and the lady was like, what about Black Panther 2? He was like, I don't know. He's like, I'm dead. Like, I mean, was that true?
I did not see that. I'm gonna watch that.
Like, everything she asked him, he was like, I don't know, I'm dead. So I can't answer that question. I'm dead. So that's why they was like, pay attention to the message people saying. You might be hearing them, but you're not listening.
Right.
So I was like, is that true? I never seen it when it came out, so I don't know if it was true.
Did any of y'all know he had cancer?
No. Yeah. Hell no, bro.
But you know what's crazy? That's the number one killer of Black people. Like the colon cancer, because we don't want to go get checked out. We don't want niggas, you know, touching us. We just won't go.
Drink your cod liver oil.
It's not as bad as people make it out.
He knew about it since 2016. That's the word of the street.
So that's why he kept saying, I'm dead. So he probably knew he was going to die. He probably knew he had a short, he just wanted to enjoy. He didn't want people worrying about him.
But
so.
Just to pick off, I saw an interview before that's I came crazy. Here where the girl, he was doing the promo for 21 Bridges. And the girl was like, why you lost so much weight? He's like, because I ran a lot. Wow. I ran too much for this role. She was like, huh? She's like, no, you lost mad weight. He's like, no. He's like, I'm being serious. I ran a lot in this movie. He's like, because there was joke before she asked that, they was joking about how he was running with hard bottom shoes.
Oh, okay.
He was like, I was running with hard bottom shoes and da da da. And him and the other actor was joking each other. He was like, yeah, he almost caught me, but he was not that fast.
Right.
And then she was like, so why you lost a lot of weight? He was like, yo, I lost a lot of weight because I was running a lot. Like, this movie acts for a lot of running, which is 21 Bridges. And I was like, ah, damn.
I wonder if, like, other cast members knew.
Spike Lee said he didn't know.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering if other cast members knew about
Spike Lee said he didn't even know.
Because everybody was caught off guard. You know what I mean?
I mean, we all talked about it when we saw him came out of nowhere, and the nigga face was just, like, skinny.
Yeah, he's like, yo, what the fuck? What do you mean his wife not cooking? Yo, he's his wife. She a joint.
I mean, nah, I never saw his wife.
Oh, she a joint. I'm gonna show y'all right now. She,
damn, yeah. I never saw it. She's joint. But that's real Brownsville review though.
I pulled the photo up.
I think the photo's hearing me because as soon as I typed it in, it said Chadwick Boyzwin wife.
Yo, you know, yo, rest in peace to my man, bro. His wife is a joint,
his
though.
His wife, though.
Yo, you know what I mean? Yo, shout out to Pookman, you know what I mean? Shout out to Pickin.
Y'all gonna agree, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said, oh, wow. No, man, I'm a breast man, so.
Yeah, she a joint. He got that. Yeah,
she decent, you know what I mean?
He got that.
He should have breed that, though.
He did it? Saying. I thought he didn't have kids.
He got no pickney.
What? He died no
he
pickney?
He got no kid. Yeah, he no legacy.
I mean, he was woke, so he probably didn't want to bring her to the world.
A little black and knees joint.
Yeah, she's straight.
Was that another picture? You can't show no exclusive picture.
Is that picture? Look at you.
Can't show no exclusive picture. Yeah, she's nice. But yo, man, rest in peace to my boy, man.
Rest in peace to him, man.
That was sad, though, man. Because it was a Friday night, and I fall asleep, and I wake up back, and I see some other bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yo, for real.
I woke up, I'm like, yo, come on, son. Don't tell me this nigga died, son. And that was whack. That was whack.
How y'all found out? I just checked the gram.
How I found out was Twitter. I saw Twitter. I was in a group chat, doze off, because I came from Queens, got drunk, doze off, and then I woke up and I saw like 10 messages. I was like, damn, I should have lit 10 messages from each chat. And next thing you know, I open it up, I see my man like posing with the X. I'm like, oh, come on, dog. I'm like, oh, fuck.
The thing about it is I wasn't even paying attention to my phone when it happened. So we had like a little party here for his birthday, and we ain't had no DJ none of that shit. It was some simple shit. So I saw Major Hype was doing the live, right? Major I was like, yo, he plays for AI for a DJ. Fuck it, we have a live DJ right now. Like, he could probably crack some jokes.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
This nigga randomly talk about, yeah, man, you just got to love your people, man, this and the third. And he's talking about someone had died. Something he's talking about when it was mans or some shit. I wasn't even paying attention because we was playing Drunken Roulette, right? So we was just like focused on, Drunken Roulette. So we was just focused on what was going on. So then somebody in the crowd was like, hold up. The Black Panther dude dead. It's like, wait, what? And that's just like, oh, that's what he was talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's how we found it. It was like, oh, shit.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Well, other than that somber situation, RP, of course. How was y'all weekend?
My weekend was, it was all right, you know, regular daddy duties, you know. Trying to deal with this school shit, you know what I mean? Fuck y'all for trying to make kids go outside and learn.
What did you sign your seats up for?
Yeah, for the shit don't go outside. I'm gonna be the home teacher. Fuck that.
So wait, you didn't split it like 2 days?
No, fuck that, yo. Like you don't even know that y'all can't even control the fucking neighborhood, man. You know what I'm saying? Like y'all don't know if it's gang wars out there.
You know what? You are absolutely right. It's a little bit hectic.
Seriously,
now.
What y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna that little, you know, $18, $19 hour fucking security with the blue shit gonna catch bullets?
Nah.
Fuck out of here, bro. Like, nah, man.
Well, just today, over at 9 Second and L.
Oh, let's record the shit.
To be continued.
Chill with the attitude.
All right, Jerry.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Don't say
tell
my
me
real
my
name.
Fucking bread,
don't
nigga. Say my real tell me name, my though. Bread, nigga.
Just say to be continued.
Okay.
That's it.
Next time on this bum ass show, yeah, I said it.
Could you imagine somebody doing it to you with an attitude, though?
Nah.
Yeah. You, what?
Lean back.
Yo, 2 weeks before that, I had to do it. 2 or 3 weeks before that, I had to do it.
Damn.
And I told the girl came next to me, the doctor, and she stuffed it. And I was like, wait, hold on. I'm scared. And she was like,
okay.
Seriously? And I'm like, I'm just playing. And she stuffed it in my nose and just raked it around. And I'm like,
oh.
I know somebody. Like out that I know somebody out there heard me holler.
Yeah.
Because when I walked out, I just looked around, fucking looking at me like, yo, fuck you.
You feel violated.
You screamed though, but I felt violated. You understand?